avoiding international financial cooperation. A member of the World Bank Group, by conducting a focus group discussion to resolve the waste problem in Indonesia. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agustin Martinello, in Jakarta stated that this initiative was undertaken as several regions in Indonesia are currently facing a critical waste management situation. President Prabowo Subianto reiterated goals for Indonesia to achieve food self-sufficiency and become the world food bank to assist neighboring countries through humanitarian missions. The president conveyed this during the mass planting activity across 14 provinces in Ogan Ilir District of Sumatra Province on Wednesday as a strategic effort to strengthen food security and sovereignty. Next news.
Thank you. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There's no tiny facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the Pratica Forest. You can park your vehicles at the local housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket to the waterfalls is 3,000 rupees. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupees for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Lido Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Hey, it's Olivia from Indonesia to the world. This morning you are still with me on the face of Indonesia today. Well, we still have such much spirit in doing your activities. Yes, you have to. You have to do it with full of spirit, I mean, enthusiastically, isn't it? Because by doing anything or activities enthusiastically, this can also indicate that you are ready to fight for. You are ready to struggle, and even to sacrifice, to reach about your goals. Yes, this must be done by yourself. Don't let other people judge you as a lazy man. Don't be like that. You know, every day, you must have such a new spirit. Activities that you do must be based on your target study, and this can also give you such better improvement at least for your skills or capabilities. Well, it is must be done by yourself by having, you know, togetherness with your college, with your friends, family, but whatever it is, do it as simply as possible and work it out. I listen. Okay, not bad. Seems that, you know, my listening to our program at Peppermint, the voice that I need, is also expecting that you will know about information, about music, and many more about our interesting segments. But, so please stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Malaysia and also every station across Malaysia with RI.co.id. And also, you know, RI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republic Malaysia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Malaysia and the world. So stay informed from a trusted source only at RI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
I'm gonna go.
great. But often gone there and recognized by the local residents. When you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a sand splash of sand with brownish colors, clear air, and it waves that hit the grass. All those are to the terms of the beauty of this fine Howard Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Fine Howard because there are holes in the grass and rocks so that it will look fine and stable. Howard Beach in Finland has been stable, so this beach is named Fine Howard. In addition, this beach is also famous for its neck, in which it is said that the cliff that jumps into the sea is named after this plain, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. The higher end of the top of the hill, you can get a clear view of Fine Howard Beach. The view of the high seas under the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here.
This is a song called Banyumoto. Banyumoto is composed by Hari Maruoto. It was released in June 2020 on YouTube. The word Banyumoto came from the Japanese language, which means tears. The lyrics itself tells the story of a song written by someone for their beloved, containing or heartfelt promise to remain faithful and loyal to their partner until the end of life. Well, listeners, here's Banyumoto by Mira Karisma and Dori Hansa. Happy listening. Dari pantai, daripada pulau habitability. Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. The mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the bomb of the tsunami, as stated by Ryan Konantara, head of the Garang Global Chai and Joint Business Group, Wahwai Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove is that it is part of the tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially the Pacific, of course the impact also reached here. The same to me as that time when I am Tennessee, in the Bahrain area, you are right. At that time, it was exceedingly bad for me, the water high tide. The water was also heavy. There's a real ambience that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as a mile of piss on just narrow area. But it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high. We were also surprised at that time. I had a lot of friends, because I think that it sounds rather more endangered by the land and the mainland, especially in Bali at that time. Therefore, I think that's one of the first of the mangrove forests, as I said, and third, the coastline and the island that they have. Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also confirmed by CRIM, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BREEAM. Exactly. When swimming in Bali, for example, we got very clear information that there was no fresh and bone forest. There were certainly no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forest is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seabreaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees, and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishing resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production area and the creativeness of the fishermen in the Tahua, Wahwai area. And secondly, it turns out that the mangrove food that we have here can use for processed food, meat, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. Built on land, the beach vertically through which we've crossed together, we can manage well without losing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself. Disaster risk reduction by addressing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been deferred because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Saripa, a researcher from BREEAM. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last 2 decades, and yes, in GDPR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several spatial forms. Why is it important? Because there are two benefits, not only for humans, but also for biodiversity, and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem and disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of great animal structure, such as a kraken. It is very important to help the swimming community with biomangroves. The economic benefits are not only from the resources, but also by making ecosystems, as we see in this data. So, the root benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this idea, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around the Tahura area, Wahwai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas. Mangrove preservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Saliva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life. We are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about the pollution that it caused. There has been a reduction in coastline due to aversion to the root cause of the tsunami. The loss of mangrove trees, the loss of wildlife, the loss of arable land, because the land has to retreat, because the seawater is eroding behind it. So, strengthening the ecosystems of disaster resistant mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the Tahura Islands, Jakarta, while maintaining the mangrove communities or the islands still have been living there, and also having benefits for tourist activities. As I mentioned earlier, aversion can be overcome while the tsunami continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation and reduction? This is very interesting. Yes, when we talk about responsibility, technically, it is a shared responsibility, and shared responsibility starts from the local level, the national, and even global level. And that for success is synergism, or in line, so there are no mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Italy, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community, is also in line with the professional level policies, and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that this has some benefits for them, but then suddenly, there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, while the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So, it must be in line. As an environmental researcher, as well as the chairman of the Joint Business Group, Garang Global Chai, Wahwai, Bali, what is the help from Ryan Konantara?
Untuk Okay.